Hey folks, before we start this week's episode, we gotta tell you about this special event coming up June 20th at 9 p.m. at Naked City Brewery and Tap House in beautiful Seattle, Washington. That's right, Air Raid Live number 2, featuring comedian Alicia Sanchez, Mikey and Maddie, and Pickwick, man. It's gonna be so much fun. We had a great time last year, it sold out super quick, so get on it. Go to brownpapertickets.com, type Air Raid Live into the search bar, and you should find it right there. Or you can visit www.air-raid.net, click on this episode's blog, and find the link. Buy your tickets. They're $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Let's get started with the show. Well, hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 247, what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden, and this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Boom indeed, folks. Man, all right, we've got a great show planned for you this week. We do. Let's see. The band Pinback will be joining us here shortly. And I've got a story behind this interview, or this chat, this conversation that we have with Pinback. There's a little bit of a story to go behind this. But we'll get into that in just a little bit. First, though, of course, the live show coming up June 20th. You heard it in the pre-roll, folks. Like I said, get your tickets quick, man. Sold out real quick last year, and it's bound to be even better show this year. Pickwick, Mikey and Maddie, comedy by Alicia Sanchez. I mean, come on, folks. Right there at the Naked City Brewery and Tap House in the screening room, $12 in advance. Go to brownpapertickets.com. I don't know why I'm saying this over again, because you just heard it, but we're doing that. I don't know. I am filled with anxiety. I remember doing the first Air Raid Live show last year, and everything went awesome. But leading up to it is just, I mean, so nerve-wracking. It's so incredibly nerve-wracking, man. Like, getting people to, like, retweet it and share it and spread the word around on their social media, and putting up posters and making sure people know that the thing's going on at the place with the stuff, and then making sure you're selling enough tickets and things like that. By the way, let me just say this, and this is no secret. I am not taking any profit from this show. All of the proceeds from the show go to the bands and the performers that are going to be there. We are not taking any money. The only thing we are taking is to pay for the posters that we have made. And they are awesome posters, by the way. So we'll have actually some at the show to give away for free, because you guys deserve it. That's right. That's right, man. And these are like super high quality risographs. I don't even know what those are. But the guy told me that he was going to print them out on risographs, and we're only going to have like about 20 of them or something like that. So the first 20 people through the gate get their posters. So get your tickets soon, because like I said, it sold out last year, and please just make me feel better about things. And let's sell this thing out, can we? All right. Hey, another thing coming up, another thing that has my anxiety levels skyrocketing right now, is we're trying a new thing. Later this week, I believe on Wednesday, actually let's do Thursday. We're going to do Thursday, folks. Thursday, or maybe Wednesday, who knows? I guess I got to pick a date, right? It's got to be set. Wednesday, we're doing it Wednesday. Fuck it. Okay, we're trying a new thing with the Air Raid Podcast. Once a month, or around that, we are going to have a guest interviewer come in with a round table of subjects and friends to chat with about certain subjects that we don't normally chat about on Air Raid. They could be politics. It could be race relations. It could be money and economics. It could be whatever, man. It could be whatever. And the first one up this week on Wednesday that's going to be available is with Jake Udy of the Monarch Review. He was the guest interviewer and the lead of the roundtable discussion with a bunch of great dudes. They're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff. So I hope you guys tune in for that. And we're going to be trying to do that maybe once a month. I'm not going to be super involved with it. I'm going to do the intro and the outro, talk to the guest interviewer about how they thought the talk went and everything like that. But that's it, man. And then the talk happens, right? And it's going to be good stuff. This one is fantastic. They had a great chat, and it's going to be good. A room full of writers, and then one hip-hop artist, Speculation, also known as Spec, who's been doing a bunch of great stuff here in the city. So you're going to want to tune into this. Wednesday, that's right. The first Air Raid Roundtable discussion with guest interviewer Jake Udy from the Monarch Review. So that's coming up Wednesday. We're doing that. Man, a whole week of just meetings lined up, and I'm pulling my hair out here. We got the live show coming up June 20th, right? Get your tickets now. We got these new roundtable discussions with guest interviewers. They're coming up. We've got a whole slew of great interviews and great discussions coming up with some amazing, amazing musicians. Should I tell you what's coming up next week? Should I just say it? I don't know if I should say it. I'm gonna keep that under my hat. You guys will find out next week, right? But a whole bunch of great stuff, man, coming up for the Air Raid podcast. And we're continuing another week of meetings about different things that you guys will soon know about. All you have to know is that I am literally pulling my hair out and not being a great dad. On the subject of that, being a great dad, Mother's Day today, I hope your moms had a great Mother's Day. I know that my wife had a good one. All she wanted was to just lay around, or not, why did I say that? Not lay around. She wanted the day to herself so she could work. And not work in the yard, not work on, something that she enjoys. Work. That's it. That's all she wanted. She wanted to, because she works from home. She's got kind of an important job. She's not selling Amway, folks. But she needed to get some work done. And so I took the kids all day, and Mairead, the beautiful Mairead, the wonderful mother that deserves everything in the world, just wanted a day to herself to work, man. And I'll tell you what, towards the end of this day, I was starting to melt down, man. I was starting to melt down, and I couldn't handle the kids anymore, and I was super tired. So what did I do? I took them back here into the studio. We popped on a movie. And I fell asleep. I put the baby down in like this octagon thing, like playpen. we just sat here and they watched Winnie the Pooh, The Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. And I fell asleep and I woke up at the end and like the DVD had stopped, you know, and it was just going through like the song on the home page or whatever you call it, the menu page. And it was just kept on going over and over again. And I woke up to my 4-year-old daughter, Tatum, kind of shaking me awake, going, "Daddy, it's over. It's over, Daddy." And then we popped in another movie. I am the worst. But we did other things other than that. We didn't just watch movies today. I'm still a good dad. We went and saw my mom. My grandma celebrated the Mother's Day thing, right, with them. So all's good in the Roden household, folks. And my wife got to get a bunch of work done, right? She didn't even want breakfast. She didn't even want breakfast this morning. I had this whole thing planned out. I was going to give her a mimosa. I was going to make her the special breakfast and everything like that. She didn't want any of it. She just wanted some time alone just to work because the kids are crazy, man. Crazy making. If you're thinking about having children, maybe you should email me first, okay? It's Aaron, Aaron, at air-raid.net. We love hearing from you guys, so you can send me an email there. All right, well, let's get into this, shall we? Let's talk for a second about Pinback. Pinback has been a band that I have been absolutely in love with probably for the last, like, 15 years. I'm pretty sure they've been around that long. I'm not good with dates, folks. And when they were coming to town a couple months ago, I was like, man, I got to try to get these guys on my show. I got to try to talk to these guys. And so it came around, and they were into it, and I met them down at the Showbox in Seattle, in downtown, and we chatted, and I was super hungover, man. I made a really bad mistake. I got super hungover, went down there to chat with Pinback. And they were tired as well. They were in mid-tour. And man, I debated not ever putting this interview up. But I listened back to it last night, and it was pretty good. It's pretty good, you know? So you know, why not put it up? Plus, big doings over at Pinback, because they broke up about a month ago. So right after... Not right after, but soon after they did an interview with Air Raid, they broke up. The band broke up, and Pinback is no more, which is super sad because they were freaking fantastic. And if a band like Pinback can't make it in the music business today, man, that just, that makes me so sad. It just breaks my heart, man, because they were so good and such a great live show. Fantastic. Just fantastic. I must have seen them like 4 or 5 times when they came through town, and I was devastated when they announced that they were breaking up. Fantastic band and decent conversation. Although the audio is a little wonky on this one, so bear with us here because we had to pass a mic around because they're two guys and. And so just bear with us on that. But I think you'll enjoy it. We talked some about Star Wars, about the impetus to the name Pinback and how they started in music. So I hope you guys really enjoy this. All right, let's go with our first musical break. First musical break, this song, one of my favorite songs of all time. It's called Fortress by Pinback. And we'll be back in a moment with more of the Air Raid podcast for your ears. Stay with us.
Thank you. person?
Extremely nostalgic.
Yeah?
I don't know, because I think nostalgia means different things to different people. Like, Gene Shepherd, you know, some would say that he built his entire career around the idea of nostalgia, but he himself hated the idea of being thought of as nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. So what are you nostalgic about, other than Irish Spring deodorant?
I don't know. I just like thinking about good times. It's not that difficult.
No, it's not. It's not.
I don't like thinking about bad times, and I do like thinking about good times.
Yeah.
But one usually trumps the other.
Yeah. You think you'll ever be nostalgic about the trip up to Vancouver last night?
Oh, of course. I've already got so many great stories. It's so much easier and so much more fun to talk about than have gone through.
Sure, sure. Well, I enjoyed hearing about it. That's for sure. Rob and Zach of the band Pinback joining me here in their green room. Maybe I should say I'm joining you guys.
We're adjacent.
Back to Seattle, guys. How's the tour going so far?
It's good.
Yeah?
I don't think we've had any bad nights, really.
Yeah? How many nights have you done so far?
Have no idea.
That many, huh?
20-something.
20-something, okay.
Do you edit?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can take our times.
Please don't edit, actually.
A lot of this will just be out of laziness.
I'm going to take this off.
I'll go for it, yeah.
I prefer bugging to listen you. To the wackiness in between than the actual meat or the fake meat.
Well, right, right. Yeah,
the thing is, like what you just said, they wouldn't be able to hear because you had to have this in your face. So...
Oh, I'm not taking any of this out. This is just, this is gold right here.
You're going to love this part. Just unscrewing the tripod because it's just in the way. It's a squid.
It makes it easier to hold sometimes, yeah.
No.
But not for Rob. Not for Rob.
Now, the talent is taking apart the microphone.
All right.
There you go. So you guys got your, meeting you guys today has been one of the top goals I've had on this show for the last 4 years, and it's a pleasure and honor to make your acquaintance. And one thing I've wanted to talk to you guys about is the name of the band and your love of science fiction.
Do you want to go first? Okay.
The name is from the movie Dark Star.
When Zach and I first started working together, we were trying to think of things that we had in common at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we both liked Star Wars and trashy sci-fi, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's more of a big budget guy. I'm more of a shitty but cool guy. I would assume
cult classic kind of guy. Right,
I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, sure. I don't know. I don't like throwing names around. I don't know.
What are some of your favorites?
Like I love Laser Blast and I hate The Matrix, kind of thing.
What is Laser Blast?
Laser Blast is awesome.
When did that come out? What is that?
78.
Really?
It's about a guy that sees a. I think sees an alien ship crash in the desert, and there's like a weird gun that he straps onto his arm, and he slowly becomes an alien and starts shooting stuff. It's really cool.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look into that.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of those like B movies. Let's see, what's a really good one? Logan's Run.
Great.
Love Logan's Run.
I even like the show.
The show? They had a show. I didn't know that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible, but it's awesome. I like the sound of the Logan's Run guns.
Yes.
They're just light bulbs thrown on the ground.
That's right. Yeah. It's a little pop and breaking glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And four little wind things coming out of the gun.
I saw Logan's Run when it first came out in the drive-in theater, I guess.
Really?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. That'd be a good one. What do you guys think about the... Are you excited at all about the new Star Wars movies?
Of course.
Yeah?
I try not to look at any of the spoilers.
Not even like the little screenshots of the new X-Wing that they built and everything like that?
I tried not to look at it.
Yeah.
I saw it by accident. I saw the color.
Not, I wasn't happy with the color.
I'm happy with the color.
Really?
From what I saw. Oh, God damn. Yes, he's not. He doesn't know yet. I was trying to be cool, man.
Just a stripe.
You didn't say spoiler alert. When you, okay. You're going to have to, when you edit, spoiler alert first. I'll say that. Well, of course, things got to evolve and or evolve or change in some way. But I do like that color. Who knows? Maybe he flew into a thing of paint.
It's very possible. It's very possible. Zach, I'm so sorry, man.
Maybe it's made of Mandalorian armor or something.
Yeah.
This movie with caution.
With caution because of the others?
Yes, you got to approach the latest Star Wars flick with caution. Even though, you know, there's a lot of hope there. Still very nervous about it, and I really don't want to hear anything about it. I just want to, like, I did want to know about the cast. I think Rob and I talked about that a bit. It was, like, definitely cool to hear about that, but that's it. I don't want to know anything more.
Yeah,
I just want to, like, sit down and hope it puts my trust back into the franchise.
Yeah. I think J.J. Abrams could do some great things with these, man.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed his Star Trek stuff.
It's a very difficult thing to ruin, but that's what's so mystified about being... It's what's so mystifying about being ruined so many times.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Are you hoping to see anything in these new installments?
I'm so easy to please when it would come to the Star Wars universe. Uh-huh. I just don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to have a Jar Jar experience. I don't want to have a big, wah, wah, oh, we have fun. Like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure. Did you like that movie?
I don't want to see a bunch of happy horse shit.
Did you like Guardians?
I know I'm the only one that didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I thought it was fun. I thought it was a great
romp.
It was
the lowest common denominator of humor.
Oh, of course.
Like, was there at least one fart joke in there? Because if there wasn't, like it was all made of it.
I'm sure there was.
Keyboard position, you still wanted a wedge behind you, right?
Please. Thanks.
But I know, everybody loves the movie. I'm not trying to say that I'm a better person for not liking it. I'm just saying that I particularly didn't... I was very... Like, the beginning scene is so emotionally powerful.
Right.
And it takes subject matter that I don't think is... That I respect very deeply. It's, you know, genuine life or death, deep fam, every, you know, value that I hold dear was represented, had something to do with the very opening scene.
Sure.
And when they take that premise and then they go, no, boop, boop, like, no, man, come on, respect. That's messed up.
His mom died.
Yeah, in a terrible, horrible way.
Yeah.
And the last moment of her death was a terrible, horrible thing.
Yeah.
Guess I won't see this movie.
Yeah. Well, it's the first 5 minutes.
Spoiler alert.
And then next thing you know, like literally seconds later, you're in, you know, a Walmart comedy.
Sure.
Like
sure.
you're it's just worst.
Where he's walking around the
and I love that guy
building or something. Yeah.
Mm.
Will you see the second one?
No.
Obviously, they're going to be making this a trilogy, right?
I don't know. It isn't up to me.
But like
I
you
wish
said,
everyone
you're
luck.
More...
I wish everyone luck. I love the Marvel franchise. I love reading Marvel comics.
Uh huh.
I love most of the actors in that thing.
Yeah.
Why did this turn into this again? I sound like an ogre, a boorish.
Have you done this? Is this an interview that you've done before?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, God damn it.
People bring it up to me. I don't know why. Yeah? Like, ugh. Yeah.
Well, shit.
Don't listen to me.
See, I thought it was going to have
go
this
go see the movie. Well, everybody's seen it. Go see it again, because life is precious, and if you find something you enjoy, keep doing it, as long as nobody gets hurt.
There you go, Rob. Thank you. So you guys are on tour now. You're playing the whole Summer of Abaddon, right?
Uh huh.
The whole album.
Mm-hmm.
Why that album? Why now?
Because our booking agent told us it would be a good idea.
Yeah? And you trust your booking agent.
It was the 10th anniversary of it. That was sort of
the
shtick of it. But I've actually really enjoyed playing it. I didn't really think much about it. We just sort of like, okay, we'll do it. But now going through it every night, it's been kind of like, talking about being nostalgic or whatever, it brings a little bit of that back when Rob and I were getting together writing that album and stuff like that. Some of that stuff passes through my brain when we're playing it every night. So
yeah.
It's been a good experience. It wouldn't have been something that we would have thought to do, you know, but I'm glad that Tim at Flower suggested it, because it's been fun. Because then after that, we play another 15 songs that, or you know, whatever we
sure,
do each night
sure.
that are totally random.
Yeah.
So.
Are there any songs that you guys get tired of playing?
No. I like playing all our songs. That's the thing. Like, even though it wasn't our idea to do it, it was. I enjoy any challenge. Like, if somebody said, "I bet you can't play every single album that you just that you've recorded together in one day," I would figure out how to do it and be totally stoked. Or play only one song and leave.
Yeah,
That'd be even harder.
Yeah,
you know. But I love playing all these songs, so any excuse to do them in any order is fun for me.
That's cool, man.
Plus, afterwards we have the flying saw the flying saw. God damn it! The paper airplane idea, which is we give out recycled paper and there's a pen, and people can write whatever songs they want us to play on paper airplanes and throw them at us during the entire show. So
yeah,
during the whole set, there's paper airplanes flying everywhere. And then after the album, we just pick them out. We take turns picking the songs out randomly, and then we have to play whatever is on there. And by doing so, we played songs that we haven't played in like 12 years.
Oh, nice.
Like, we find if there's stuff that we can't play that day, we try to practice it the next day so we're ready.
Uh-huh. Well, is that it? Does that
happens every day?
Yeah. Is it kind of hard though? Like thinking of, like trying to remember a song that you haven't played for 10 years?
It's so fun, is what it is.
Yeah. Does it lead to a lot of screw ups on stage?
Yeah, but people love that stuff. I like it.
Sure.
Like when you go in to see Kraftwerk, the best part of any Kraftwerk show is when one of the staunch German dudes messes up and the three other staunch German dudes start laughing at the guy, by even though they're trying so hard not to.
Right. That's great. Well, let's do this. Let's take our second musical break, and we'll be right back with Pinback here at the Showbox. Be back in a moment.
Oh,
voice lesson? No.
I wouldn't be opposed to them.
Yeah. You ever thought about it?
Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't have that kind of time. I don't know. There's not a lot. At this point, there's not a lot I can't do that I need to do.
Yeah. Plus, it's been long enough, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't even use monitors anymore when we're not doing pinback stuff.
Uh-huh.
I just kind of know where it is.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Now, you guys are dads, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Tell me if you've ever made this mistake. Your kids are being demons, and they won't go to sleep. And so you think it's a good idea to go out with some of your friends and drink a bunch of Jameson. And then you have to wake up the next day and interview Pinback at the Showbox in downtown Seattle. Has that ever happened to you before, Zach?
Well, no, that's not happened to me. I'm responsible, Father.
Well, he doesn't have a podcast. I, on the other hand, have done exactly that almost with other bands because I have a podcast and I have bands come to my house.
Uh-huh.
We do a session and do an interview.
Sure, sure.
With you, and usually I have to do it while my wife's at school, so I have to watch all the kids and do that at the same time.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool.
How many kids? Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
2, 6, and 8.
2, 6, and 8.
Yeah. No, 3, 6, and 8. She just had a birthday. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. On the bus, she had her birthday.
Oh, right on. Right on. Are they traveling with you?
My kids were with us for the first week. Mm-hmm. His wife and son were with us for a week, and then they're meeting us again in San Francisco.
Oh, that's pretty great. That's nice to be able to have them with you, right? Or does it make things more stressful?
Well, I don't know. I don't know which is more stressful, being with them or being without them. So yeah. I'm just thankful for everything.
Yeah, yeah. Is it hard to kind of go on these extended tours without your family, though?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to school. They're growing up and missing that stuff can mm-hmm. be weird.
Yeah.
You know. But I got a pretty great family and, yeah.
Yeah, they support you in this venture.
They're pretty on it. They know what's going on.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's great. So let me ask you guys this, because I've got a 3-year-old and a 5-month-old, 2 daughters, and I'm trying to decide. I'm trying to figure out at what age I should spring the original Star Wars trilogy on them. Have you done that? Have you done that with your kids? 2 weeks old.
What's wrong with?
I imagine Rob did it fairly right away.
Yeah.
I noticed that Sky was watching Star Wars. That's my son on the bus. I'd shown it to him a little bit before when he was about 3,
uh-huh.
and he didn't really have any interest in it.
Yeah.
And he didn't quite have any interest, but he had more last time. So I was not going to even show it to him until he was about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So just because I want it to not be this thing that he kind of saw, I want it to be, you know, like how we were talking about Don't Tell Me Anything.
Sure.
I just want to sit down and see it and kind of understand what's going on and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
So that's my thought on it. But, you know, putting Star Wars on right in the beginning, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah. Good.
Also,
I'm gonna
the holiday
it.
Special is really good for helping your kids get to sleep.
The holiday special?
Yeah.
It just puts them right to bed.
No, I mean, it used to, like, my son, it used to be his favorite thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've seen the holiday special more than almost any human, I bet.
I'm sure you have. How did you get your hands on it? You just watched it on YouTube?
I didn't get it anywhere.
Do they still make copies of that, though?
Nobody ever. I mean, it's only been people handing it word of mouth and handing it and stuff.
Yeah,
as soon as it was available in any format, I had it on VHS. You had a crappy one, but people keep finding better versions of it.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'm tentative about going back and watching the what was the movie about the young kid who crash lands on Endor.
Oh, Battle for Endor or the other one? There's two.
There was two of them, right? And there was
Ewok Adventure.
Yeah. Maybe it was Battle for Endor. Because this little kid, I remember, has curly blonde hair, and he or she, like, gets found by the Ewoks, and then.
Yeah, I never was into those that much. My brother and sister used to watch them over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Ewoks, also the cartoon.
I don't remember. I don't remember that. I remember droids.
Droids, trouble again. That was that was Stuart Copeland.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No way. Oh wow. Oh man, I'm gonna have to revisit that as well. So what do you guys do on your tour bus for fun? What do you do at these extended periods of travel?
I like to hibernate in my bunk and get as much sleep as I possibly can right now because I'll be home soon and sleep will be gone.
Yeah, yeah. How old are your kids, Zach?
I only have one. He's four. He just turned four. But remember, he's the one that does stay up very late at night and doesn't know when to go to bed and stuff.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, I like to get sleep when I can. And actually, on tour, you get more sleep than you do at home.
Yeah. I imagine.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time it's possible to get a hotel room, I try to get one and just crash.
Uh-huh. Well, that's nice. That's nice.
But, we like to watch, shows where they're, make dumb food out of the stuff that from, that we got from the clubs and...
Sure.
Watch dumb shows on TV.
Get creative.
Yeah. We'll pack hard drives full of stuff and go through things.
There you go. Right on, man. That's kind of my dream. I'd love to be in a touring band, just not the actual band part. I'd just be in the bus, just watching season 3 of Mr. Show over and over again.
I have a JTAG'd Xbox and a monitor in my bunk.
Yeah,
but it has to be resoldered or something. It stopped working.
Ugh. Oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so excited about it.
I'm so sorry to hear this.
It's going to finally get through all these games.
Yeah, yeah. That takes a toll now because you having kids takes a toll on your gaming.
Yeah, but they're bigger gamers than me.
So. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Sheesh.
That's blowing up over here.
Zach is talking to Corey Rusk on the texting, and it's coming up on my phone and making big bonky bonks.
There you go. So where are you guys going next?
It's all downhill for us now. We get to everything is south, so we live in San Diego. So we're going next, though, is the question. Portland.
Okay.
And then Santa Cruz.
So you're working your way home.
Yeah, we just go straight. So now it feels... I feel like we're practically home now.
Yeah?
Once we get to the West Coast, it's like...
Yeah.
It's just like a week-long flight.
Exactly. Yeah. A week-long flight. Ah, that sounds awful.
That
sounds awful, man.
We're excited. Like, it does seem like... After the bump of last night, everything's like, this. It's all going to be fun now, and then it's going to end.
Right,
so,
right.
Hey, this just got fun. It's over. It was fun. It's been fun, but there's a couple weird bumps. Canada is always a weird bump.
Yeah.
Just the border and all that stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever have trouble getting across the border or back in or something?
A lot of times. Sometimes we'll be there for hours. One time we had to go it was 6 hours. And we had to keep going back and forth around because of some dumb thing. And we finally got to it's one of those shows where you get to the venue, put your stuff on the stage and start playing. And everybody's like, oh, you guys are here. Yeah.
Oh my God. It seems like it should be easier than that. Especially
if you're a touring band. The luxury of being able to be a band that gets to tour, to be able to complain about being late for a show is very small compared to most of the things that should be happening in the world.
Sure. Sure. That's a very true statement, yeah.
Well, thank you guys for taking the time. I really appreciate it. And
thank you, man.
It's an honor to meet you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and have a great show tonight.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was much less worse than I remember it. A hungover discussion about Star Wars with the band Pinback. Man, I wish they were still together. I hope it wasn't my fault. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. We always appreciate you listening, and we'd love to get your feedback. So email me, aaron at air-raid.net, right there. Or you can put something on our Facebook page if you feel so inclined as well at facebook.com/theairraidpodcast. Remember, live show coming up, man, June 20th at 9 p.m. at Naked City Brewery and Tap House. $12 in advance or $15 at the door. I suggest you get them in advance, folks, because it's probably going to sell out. Hopefully, anyway. Let's help me do that, will ya? All right. It's going to be a great time. Pickwick, Mikey and Maddie, and Comedy by Alicia Sanchez. You can go to brownpapertickets.com, type in Air Raid Live into the search bar, or Air Raid Live number 2, whatever works best. And find it there, or go to this week's episode on the show blog at www.air-raid.net, and you can find it there. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can subscribe to Air Raid on iTunes, and if you do, please take a moment to rate the show. As always, help in the long run. We're also available on the Stitcher, TuneIn, and Cairo Radio apps, or just visit air-raid.net and subscribe directly to the RSS feed. You can also find all the archives shows right there on the archives tab as well. Keep in touch by liking our Facebook page at facebook.com/theairraidpodcast. Our Twitter handle is @airraidnet. Follow me there. Follow my lame jokes. Or like I said before, email me directly at aaron@air-raid.net. And remember to take the pledge, people. Pledge to tell someone about this show. Bring it up in conversation. Sign your friend up when they're not looking on their iPhone. And maybe give us a little star rating there as well. Okay, here is your inspirational quote of the week as said by a 4-year-old.
Do or do not. There is no try.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode of the Air Raid Podcast for you. All new, and it's going to be good. Oh, actually, and tune in Wednesday for our first ever roundtable discussion with guest interviewer Jake Udy. All right, so do that. This is Non-Photo Blue by the band Pinback. Have a great week, everybody.
By the way, wait, I got an idea. I want to see if this works.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah. Here, tune to me.
You got it.